a fictionalized account of events leading up to the 1995 massacre of Muslims during the Yugoslav War, is now up for an Academy Award in the International Feature Film category. It's called Quo Vadis Aida, and it was directed by Bosnian filmmaker Jasmila Zbanić. Zbanić was living in Vermont when the killings took place. John Kalish reports on the impact working with a Vermont theater group had on the director's artistic development.
In December 1993, Peter Schumann, the director of Vermont's Bread and Puppet Theater, traveled to the Bosnian city of Sarajevo to express solidarity and bear witness. Serbian forces in the mountains surrounding the city were shooting and shelling civilians. For Schumann, the siege was a reminder of a childhood nightmare.
It reminded me so much of my refugee time.
World War II turned Schumann's German family into refugees. As a young boy, he witnessed bombings and saw dead bodies. Schumann was stunned by what students at Sarajevo's Performing Arts Academy endured.
Oh my God, what a time. We were housed in a high-rise building that was half bombed out. The students came by bike or by foot or whatever, and they had to walk through sniper fire. But they came.
One of those students was 19-year-old Jasmila Zbanić. She watched Schumann perform one of his fiddle lectures, a mix of poetic political manifesto, yelps, and chants, accompanied by a droning violin. Here's a taste of one recorded recently in Vermont.
We, non-essentialists, must deliver the missing insurrection and resurrection services that the moment requires. Hey, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah. Zbanić was impressed with Schumann and he with her. He gave her his fiddle, and when he got back to Vermont, Schumann started calling for airstrikes against Serbian gun positions surrounding Sarajevo, never forgetting the spirited Bosnian college student Jasmila Zbanić. Michael Romanishan is a longtime member of Bread and Puppet Theater.
When he came back, he talked about her. She had made a real impression upon him. She was somebody that had decided one day that she wasn't going to lie in bed and just suffer the depression of the war.
In April 1994, Romanishan joined Schumann on another visit to Sarajevo, where they watched Zbanić perform in a small street circus that played out of range of sniper fire. A year later, Zbanić traveled to Bread and Puppets Farm in Glover, Vermont, where every August crowds of several thousand turn out for 2 days of performances featuring giant puppets and dramatic pageantry. While preparations were underway for the performance, news came of the atrocities in Bosnia, which included the massacre of some 8,000 Muslim boys and men in Srebrenica.
When Srebrenica was taken, it was for people of Bread and Puppet a huge shock. They encouraged me to talk about my stories. And then we did this piece about Srebrenica at that time.
Children were deported from Srebrenica to Tuzla.
Zbanić insists that the time she spent in Vermont 25 years ago had a huge impact on her artistic vision, including her Oscar-nominated film.
For me, it was very important to see that politics and arts can be joined in something beautiful and powerful. You hear that art is maybe damaged if it's talking about politics in a direct way. But in Bread and Puppet, I learned how art can still talk about urgent issues of our time.
Whether or not Quo Vadis Aida wins the Oscar for International Feature Film later this month, Jasmila Zhbanic will continue making films with her producer husband, who served on a rescue squad during the siege of Sarajevo. She doesn't know what her next project will be, but someday, she says, she'd like to do a film or TV series about the siege. Her 20-year-old daughter is enrolled in Sarajevo's Performing Arts Academy and is planning to follow in her mother's footsteps and write for film and theater. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.